The last item is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Article 1, 3, 4, 6 of the Code of Sussex County relating to forested and/or landscape buffers, site plans, and bonding requirements, and to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County, Article 3, to add a provision allowing council to require a forested and/or landscape buffer for conditional uses in residential planning communities of single-family or multifamily dwellings.
Big dipper.
The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application.
This is an easy one. I think it's just...
We had some participation from Mabel Granke. The commission discussed the ordinance number. There was consensus to support the need for such an ordinance. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the ordinance amendment. The commission, at the conclusion of the public hearing, over the motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as presented, and that motion carried 5-0. The commission hearing was on November 29th of 07.
Right.
Council public hearing was on December 4th of 07.
My comments on this one, the last time you discussed this, there was some interest expressed to allowing some flexibility on the roadway frontage of a major subdivision.
Yeah.
So what you've got in front of you is the possible wording that would accomplish that. It would add a subsection K, say, notwithstanding any other provisions of this ordinance, Planning and Zoning Commission shall be authorized as part of the site plan review process to grant final approval of a plan for the roadway frontage of a major subdivision, which may include landscape and design features such as fences, walls, berms, landscape plantings of shrubs, ornamental grasses and or trees, multimodal paths required by DLDOT, open areas or a combination of such features, which is designed and certified to by a licensed Delaware landscape architect and reviewed and commented on by the state forester for the purpose of making the subdivision more attractive, more in keeping with the surrounding area, and less visible from the roadway. Provided, and this next bit of language is borrowed from the density trade, provided said plan will not cause the landscape features contained in the plan to be placed in the area adjacent to the entrance in such a manner as to restrict view of motorists entering or exiting from the subdivision or restricting sight lines of motorists in such a manner as to create a potential safety or traffic hazard. I think that's probably a good idea to consider adding that. It relaxes the requirements so you don't have to have the 30 foot along the front, but it allows the commission to base it on a logical plan drafted by a professional.
I
think this is a good ordinance.
Yeah, the commission thought the ordinance as written was good, and this will help, because the problem we get into on occasion is they plant trees out on the road for landscaping, and the trees get rather large, Leland cypress, for example, and then it blocks some of the view.
The only other issue that I can think of right now was buffering between adjoining subdivisions. What ultimately is in the proposal in front of us?
30 and 30. Basically, what would happen now, right now, if you're doing a buffer is required next agricultural land zone.
Right.
This buffer.
What's proposed now is 30 foot around the perimeter of this project. If the neighbor comes in and develops, he's going to have a 30 foot buffer around his project, so he's going to end up with 60 foot between landscape between.
It used to be the original ordinance we had was as long as it butted up against agriculture. Is that correct?
Right.
And this part has been taken out.
Only against agriculture. And this would require around the perimeter.
Basically. And that would also fall into their calculations for their open space requirements. So that would they fall into it, and everybody's treated the same, right?
Right. They're treated the same, but I think it's a waste of land.
Well, Dale, they're laying them out. They need to have open space now, and our new ordinance we're requiring X amount, which is substantial now. This could be part of it. I mean, it makes and it ties to the, you know, a lot of times in the past they said it's nice to have a piece of woodlands tied into the neighboring property's woodlands. This forces them to maybe make some creative design where there will be some linkage. So I don't think it's going to be a big issue. And I think it actually makes it look good.
Or until the effect of 4 and 5 and 6 lot subdivision.
It only applies to major subdivisions. It could affect a major subdivision that's just had a street and four lots. Potentially.
not strip development.
So if you put four lots in, you got to put a buffer.
Major subdivision basically has a street serving lots on the interior. Now, we have a minor major sort of situation, that's, you get four lots at a given, you divide your acreage by 10 acres, sometimes how many more you get, then you come in and ask for more, then you're into a minor public hearing process.
Those areas are homeowners association. But in just four, five, six lots.
Typically, they're still typically road frontage lots.
In your smaller subdivision, couldn't your buffer be part of the lot line?
It's been the commission's preference that it be accepted out of the lot line.
Right.
It's separate, and it's maintained by the HOA. Because what happens is, you got to police every individual owner to make sure they don't go in and clear cut their buffer, basically.
Is there any number of lots of a major subdivision where the application of this ordinance could make, create a practical difficulty for the developer?
As Lynn just used for example, we have some major subdivisions that are a 50-foot right-of-way serving four lots. They're three-quarter acre lots, for example, and it would probably be, in some situations, difficult.
Right.
But the ordinance also allows for a waiver process where they can ask for a waiver.
Okay.
That's still there.
Oh, it's still there? Okay. All right.
We have waivers now for the length of the street. Because of the 1,000-foot, they have to apply if it exceeds 1,000 for a waiver in the length. We've had requests for waivers.
So if a guy comes in with 4 to 6 lots and sits there and says that it would be a hardship or we feel that this wouldn't be detrimental, you could easily...
Sort of like a variance, but it's handled through the commission based on subdivision.
But that's not in front of us here. It's in the other section, right?
They would have the right to apply.
That's already in the...
It's already in there.
Yeah, we've had waivers for street length, waivers for street construction.
Okay.
Not too many on the buffer. We have had some related to the buffer, I believe.
Let's quick bring this to a head. What is the issue then at this point? Is there a consensus to go around three sides with 30 feet? The front would have flexibility where I think Jim is alluded to in this thing here about the safety of in the front.
Yeah, it's in the part of the ordinance already. They just
and then there's wavering. Yeah, a waiver's already included where if it's a hardship, planning zoning.
I haven't seen that, but I got a question.
You asking for opinions?
Well, that's the issue. We'll just go down and try to do it.
Well, yeah. George, shut up for a minute. I'll go ahead and ask. Okay.
Who's on first?
This ordinance won't affect the density calculation, correct?
No, because basically you're creating a buffer
that
open space is going to add to the, if it's allowed to be calculated, open space is calculated.
Right.
So what they try to do is keep the buffer separate from the lot line so the individuals encroach into the buffers. They've got setbacks still from the buffer line and
but they can use the gross area for density.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Doesn't affect that. Okay.
Mr. Dukes?
I got a problem still with a double buffer. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
I don't think you need two buffers, and I do appreciate you keeping the calculation in for the density, and I understand you're giving the density for the buffer, but I think that's I don't see the need of it myself.
Well, right now the situation is if a developer comes in and puts in the buffer, the next developer who comes along doesn't have to do it, and I guess there's some issues that have raised as to whether that's equitable.
Oh, first in, that's your choice you take.
All right, Rogers?
I'm fine with the way it was. We've talked about this a long time. It's been a situation over our way. And you do have the variance process in there to change it up. And
they could do a waiver, Dale.
Yeah, they got a waiver process.
In other words, if I bought a piece of property and it's got 15 feet of woods on it right now, I got to add another 15 feet if we pass this?
Right. Yeah, 15
even though
foot.
It's natural right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 15 foot, and you have to have a landscape architect design a plan to improve it,
right.
And get the state forester to agree or at least review it
but
and
it
respond.
Says,
and don't have to be treated.
It says in there that existing
right.
vegetation and forest can be considered as part of the plan.
Right, correct.
We're not telling him to clear cut it.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if it's been this way and it's got trees 40 feet high and they're only 15 feet, from the property line.
But what we're saying is that every 100 feet length of buffer should have 20 trees. And they may be existing trees.
But it has to be 30 feet.
Well,
it has to be 30 feet
wide.
30
but
feet
if
wide.
But if it includes 20 trees, it meets the definition
and
here.
It's in that 30-foot easement around the perimeter of the
that's
property.
That's not the
it's
way
okay.
I read it.
Well, look at 99.
The way I read it, if you got trees for 30 feet, I think that's what everybody, I think that's what everybody else is saying.
Well, let me point, do you have the ordinance in front of you?
Gotcha.
That's not the ordinance.
Well, no, I got a suggestion also.
Okay, the ordinance says, the following conditions shall.
Address this concern.
Beg pardon, I'm sorry, Jim.
It says, the proposed ordinance that went to public hearing says the following conditions shall apply to the forested buffer. All trees that are planted shall include a mix of 70% deciduous shade trees and 30% evergreen trees, the majority of which shall be suitable trees for common local species, which may include existing as well as planted trees. Every 100-foot length of buffer would have a minimum of 20 trees. If you've got a fairly dense existing stand of trees of common local species, you may not have to plant anything.
You don't have to do a thing.
Then why do we have the 30 feet in there?
No, the 30 feet is that's the area of the buffer. It doesn't have to be 30 feet big.
We have it in there.
Depends who reads it.
If you have
lawyer,
to plant.
I'm not picking on you, Jim, but if a lawyer reads it, he could go either way with this one.
30 foot.
He's a lawyer.
We have,
I know he is. That's
on
exactly
my chair.
Right.
He read it.
We have it in there
you
because
30
that's
feet, you're not going to build in. Period.
That's the way you introduced it.
I do understand.
And we figured it would take 30 feet in order to get.
He just said.
Remember three rows of trees? We talked about that at the hearing.
Right.
Okay.
Got to have them spaced a little bit, Finley. Gives them the ability to,
I do,
to
I do
put
understand.
The plantings in if they don't need it. They need 30 feet to work with.
What's your opinion then, Lawrence? If you were looking at the plant, I came in and said 30 foot. And
30
foot. 30 foot forestry buffer.
You got 15 foot of forest that exists, then you add 15 foot of, to the buffer, which you end up adding.
As we add. Is this land only? Or forest?
It could be land only if you had the right number of trees.
Right.
And
if you,
the
have,
right
if you have the 20 trees in 100 feet, you don't have to just.
But it says two types of trees, 70% deciduous and 30% evergreen. Or vice versa, I forget.
You might have to plant a few trees.
You want something that will give you some year-round screening.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I've got one more suggestion. I was contacting, I think Mr. Jones was, I don't know if any other councilmen were, and the suggestion was in 99.5, where it says the landscape buffer shall be, the landscape plan for the buffer should be designed and certified by licensed Delaware landscaped architect. And this particular person is from Maryland. He's been doing a lot of work for a lot of developments in the county. And he would like to see added or by a forester designated by the Society of American Foresters as a certified forester or by a forester licensed in an adjoining state. He's already here working and been doing the work for quite a few people that I know. And if we don't amend this, it's going to eliminate him from doing any work in our county.
Why don't we just say Dale by designed and certified by a licensed landscape architect, forget the word Delaware.
Well, if there's a developer involved, I suppose the developer's hiring this fellow as a subcontractor.
Right.
Is that right?
Correct.
So the developer's the one who's responsible for paying the cost of the landscape architect. And we use landscape architect because that's what you put in the density trade ordinance. We're trying to be consistent with that.
Right, right.
When are we
Why don't we just say licensed landscape architect and forget Delaware? So if it's a Pennsylvania,
it's not.
But he's got to be licensed.
Or a certified forester.
Or a certified forester.
Okay. Well, then we get, and then the plan is reviewed
and
by a
don't
state.
Don't mention any state.
Right, I agree.
Okay.
Have we got that?
Still reviewed by our state forester?
No.
Just that forester.
No, by okay. A landscape architect or a certified
right.
Forester.
I think
that's
we
the
should
design
leave,
part. That's
I think
not
we
the
should
review
leave
part.
The state forester in there.
Yeah, I think our state forester ought to at least want to know what's going on in our state.
He's free.
The state forester reviews the plan of the landscape architect or forester, whichever
right,
it is,
right,
and then makes a recommendation.
Well, yeah, and that first and that sentence
says final approval.
Well, he has passes by the state forester.
It doesn't have to be passed by. Has to be yes.
I mean, this suggestion went through the state forester.
Okay.
But when the state turns our land use plan down, he won't be made available to us anymore.
We'll deal with that when you get there.
That's right.
Okay, listen. Make a decision. And somebody say something, please. License what? License landscape architect.
Licensed landscape architect or a certified forester.
Bingo. Period. Okay, and then leave everything else the same.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Forester. What does that mean?
By this.
I guess there's some kind of certification for foresters.
Well, maybe you could give me what you read to start with.
Okay.
Like Smokey the Bear.
or a forester designated by the Society of American Foresters as a certified forester or a forester licensed in the adjoining state.
Yeah, I can just make a copy.
Yeah, just do that.
Right.
Okay.
Get a clean copy.
Anything else? That it?
Do one, Jay.
That's, is there consensus to agree to that wording?
Yep.
Yes.
Clean copy.
I think we have a consensus now to change.
Right. We'll go one more.
Not gut, change.
Change.
We want a clean copy. Is there a consensus for a clean copy?
No.
No?
No, but adopt this one because these are.
Vote on it.
Dale, I say vote.
Okay. You say vote?
With the two changes.
Susan, you say vote too?
Susan's shaking her head. She'd like to see one get down.
How about you, Matt?
She'd like to see that sub.
Well, we got to figure out where this, how many places this has got to appear. So it should be that you do it the same time you do the others.
Okay.
Because we mentioned licensed architect several places.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't.
So you want to
defer.
Clean copy.
Make a motion we defer.
Second.
No more changes. I make a motion that we have no more changes. This is it on all three of them.
How about if he comes back with something that we didn't say?
No. Clean copy.
Vote second to defer action on this forestry buffer. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Boots?
Yes.
Mr. Rodney?
Yes.
Make a motion we defer on grant request until after recess.
We'll handle it. Yeah, we got
executive lunch.
We'll break for till 1:30.
Hey, okay, yeah, second.
Cool? Okay. Take a motion for recess 1:30.
Aye.
Thank you.
Did you get some
sandwiches? You mean we sit here for 2 hours to defer.
Democrats,
I'll do it again.